doesn't know it the way he ought to know it. He that saith he knows him, but doesn't walk as he walks, is a liar. That's what John said in his epistles. The apostle of love is one of the most blunt teachers of the word. Because that's what love is. Love sometimes just speaks things very bluntly, very frankly. Let me speak to you frankly. That's love. If they speak the truth in love means you should put flowery language around everything. Well, you know, you don't necessarily speak to someone cruelly and thinking it's love. You're this and you're that. Trying to bring people down, insulting, slandering. Let's get back to the scriptures. I don't know where I'm getting off. Oh, the temptation. No, I was talking about idolatry. Okay. Look at temptation is common to man. Now, not every man is not every man is subject to the same temptations. You know, some people, they have temperance from their youth. I mean, literally, they never drink. They never smoke. They never do drugs. You know? There is a minority of men, a very small minority, but, you know, who are never, like, lust crazy. You know, the cliche about men is all they think about is sex, okay? But there's a subset of men, and everyone likes to pretend they're one of them. But I know they're out there. We have no great struggle with sex. I mean, it's not that big of a deal to them. They enjoy it, but they enjoy it moderately. They haven't gone, you know, they haven't lost their minds over it. And with many things, it's like this. So while not everyone may suffer the same temptations as you, someone is suffering it. They're common sins. The common literally means, I believe it's probably koinonia, or some related word. Hold on a second. Common to man. No. Not koinonia. Such as is common to man, it is anthropinos, which means there is no temptation taking you but a human one. I mean, except human temptations. It is temptations that are human. And everything, it's you know, like they say, oh, well, you're human. These are the things that affect all men. Again, all doesn't mean every single. It means generically. But generic all men. All kinds of men. Great, small, rich, poor. But God is not, no, it's interesting. God is faithful, who will not suffer us to be tempted above that ye are able. And I said, well, then why do I sin? If God won't suffer me to be tempted above that I'm able. Able what? Able to bear or able to escape. Well, again, in the second clause, he says able to bear. Okay. So that, to me, that means you bring that, to the clause above. So, but with the temptation, also make a way to escape. Well, how come I never find the ways to escape? What's the point is he's made a way. We got to find it. Well, I can't find it. Well, I pray to be led to it. Again, what is able to bear the temptation? Does that mean I bear it every moment of my life? No, but there is a way. He has made a way. I trust and believe in that. That with every temptation, there is a way. There's a way to escape. Somewhere, there is an escape. Just like the picture that dungeon you're making. Well, right here. left there, right here, right there, right, right, left, right, left, right. There's the exit. There's daylight. There is a way to escape. You know, we are tempted and we sin, right? The way of escape, I don't think of it as, again, this isn't like, look, drunkenness, right? I was a drunkard. I could not bear that sin, okay? I thought I couldn't, you know? But I bared it to a certain point until I came to the breaking point. And then he made my way of escape. And you know what? It's never been tempting to me again. That temptation does not affect me anymore. I mean, even when I was mowing the lawn, I heard some song about, you know, some guy talking about drinking or something like that. And I thought, it was so hot. I thought of ice and I thought of someone pouring like Jack Daniels over it. And then immediately I thought of the headache that would create. And I thought, God, and then I thought about the feeling of being drunk. I'm like, well, the stuff tastes good, and I like that fiery feeling, you know? I did. I think that was always kind of an enjoyable experience. But you know what? I think about I don't want to be drunk. Even as I think about it now, it makes me almost feel like dizzy. Like, I don't want that. You know what I mean? So I went and had some water, you know, I had some juice and other things, you know? But I mean, it wasn't tempting. In the sense of, like, I didn't really want to do it. I didn't feel at all like I sweated it at all. My way of escape wasn't just like, okay, way of escape, way of escape. I really want to drink, but I need to escape it. That's not escape. You're just running around. You're like a rat in a hole. I mean, you're a rat in a box. You're just running around, and you're just dodging it for a temporary escape. True escape is that when we finally escape, right? He tempts us. He suffers us to be tempted. God does not do tempting, right? But he does suffer temptation to come. And he even may lead us into temptation. That's why we pray, lead us not into temptation. So this isn't like, but you know what? With every temptation, there's a purpose, and there is also things. He makes it so that we can overcome. So that we can bear it. So that the temptation will not be great. We will not fail. But there can be times, for a time we abide without being able to bear it. And we've sinned, you know?